unfasten your chin strap and get ready for the snuff. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Welcome into the Eric Ainge Show. Hour number two. Coming at you live from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting. It's right there. You can trust me on that one. And we're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group. Hey, before we get to what we're going to do coming up, I do want to get to the phones real quick because Larry's been good and Larry's been holding. So we're going to get to Larry first before we do this. Larry. Hey, what's up, man? You're on the Eric Ainge Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Okay, question. The running back that signed with Georgia earlier somehow got out of his commitment and then has been in limbo. We got Jay Graham, and that was a hope that he was not going to go to Texas A&M. What's happened to him, and where are we also, number two, on the Cade Mays transfer into here?
We're not going to find out about Cade Mays for a while. Like, he is in Knoxville. He has transferred. The transfer has happened. Whether or not he's going to be eligible, that's not going to be determined. Well, if we know the transfer portal, we'll probably find out about 6 hours before kickoff for the Charlotte game. But no, we're probably not going to find out. I would be very surprised if we found out before the start of spring practice, during summer workouts. I mean, with Aubrey Solomon, we did not find out until August. So it could be very late. I would not hold my breath on that one. Zach Evans is the running back you're referring to. Georgia released him from his letter of intent after he signed with the Bulldogs, elected not to sign anywhere during National Signing Day. It was reported earlier this week he is going to take his final official visit to Florida with the dead period. Once the dead period concludes, he's going to go to Florida, and then I guess eventually at some point he'll have to make a decision. Now, nobody's really going to know where he's going for sure until he actually shows up somewhere, because he can't sign another letter of intent. He can sign a financial aid agreement, but even then, he doesn't necessarily have to commit to going to the school at that point. So he's still taking his visits and figuring out where he wants to play college football.
Larry, I do think it's important to note that with Cade Mays, he has the same lawyer, Tom Mars, that Justin Fields and several other high-profile, five-star caliber players that have transferred and received immediate eligibility. And he's made Mars, the Mays attorney, has made comments publicly that this is – he's all but said it's a slam dunk. And I know Brian did some looking into it on that end of the legality of everything, and he feels pretty positive that Cade's going to be – cleared to play immediately as well. But when that's actually officially handed down and said, who knows?
I'd be very surprised if Cade Mays wasn't playing for Tennessee this upcoming fall.
Yeah.
Well, we sure could use him. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think he had, what, 2-3 games in a 2-year career he did not start. So, obviously, that kind of experience out there is just going to be, you know, invaluable.
Yeah. No, Cade is, when I think of Tennessee linemen that I grew up on, when I got here and then learning and meeting the guys through the 90s, a little nasty, and you know they'd assume knock you and then push your head in a mud puddle, than they would not. They're just not trying to get the blocks. A Tennessee lineman to me is kind of a dirt bag, right? On the field, kind of dirty. Not like real dirty, but just like what he brings.
Invaluable too, like just exactly what you said. All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Maybe not dirty. Maybe I should say a little nasty. Dirty implies that they're like trying to hurt people, not between the whistles. Cade is between the whistles trying to murder you, and then he'll help you up, and then he'll try to do it again. I'm good with it.
Now, I would say proceed with caution when it comes to Cade Mays, because while we're optimistic about it, you never know with the NCAA transfer portal. Now, one thing you do know about, though, is that Jet's Pizza is delicious, and Thomas is here from Jet's Pizza to join us now because they're our sweet deal of the week. Thomas, what's going on? Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here on the Eric Ainge Show.
Scoot up just a little bit more. There you go. Numero dos. I told you guys number two. Why well, it's
because it's normally because it's normally number three.
Normally three. My bad.
It's all good. It's all good, Ben Hardy.
Check.
There we go.
You're good, Thomas. All right. So everyone knows you have good pizza, right? Everyone knows Jet's Pizza is legit. I mean, is this original or deep dish?
That's our signature deep
dish.
This
is the signature deep. To me, I call it the original because, like, when I think of Jet's Pizza, that's what I think of.
That's what we're known for.
Now, you say Detroit style deep dish. When people hear deep dish, they think Chicago. But what makes Jet's Detroit style deep dish? What separates it from any other deep dish pizza that others have had?
It's better.
It's out of Detroit, Michigan since 1978. It's just the best.
Here's the real question. Everyone knows with Jet's Pizza. Are you a crust guy or are you a middle piece guy?
I am a crust guy. We are known for our four corner and our eight corner, actually, which is just larger pieces of the deep dish. Cut different than from what your pizza is right there, Eric.
It works out perfectly in our house because my 9-year-old is an everything guy. He doesn't care. He's going to eat literally everything you put in front of him. My wife likes the corners.
Yes.
And I like the middle pieces.
Yes.
That caramelized crust on the corner too. It's what I think of whenever I think of Jet's Pizza. And I got to be honest. Tom Tunnell, our sales guy, asked us, "Do you guys want any requests?" And I said, "I'm always good with pepperoni." And you guys brought me, which is very delicious, by the way, the traditional crust pepperoni pizza. I didn't even realize you guys did traditional crust
that's a circle pizza?
Yeah, that's a circle pizza, which I didn't know that Jets did that. Whenever I go to Jets, I think, I want the deep dish because that's what Jets does best. This is still really delicious, though, but I think that shows it just how versatile and how if there is somebody out there that's just like, you know what, I'm not really into the deep dish. Yeah. You guys have options for everybody.
We make our dough fresh every day. Nothing's shipped to us. Fresh, handmade, round or square dough. So we do have the original round hand toss, but we have thin crust. We have gluten-free. We have desserts, cinnamon sticks, cookies, brownies, salads.
You got really, really good wings over here, too.
Chicken wings. Brought a few of those.
The chicken wings.
Boneless or bone-in.
The wing is the thing.
Oh, boneless wings. Great. So we've got something for Josh Ward. Where do you stand on the boneless wings conversation? Are they considered boneless wings or are they chicken nuggets?
I understand the argument for a nugget. I'm a huge fan of chicken. I'm almost like your son.
Anything.
So I don't discriminate with the chicken.
No, you can't. You don't want to do all that. And hey, by the way, it's for sale right now. Is it not the sweet deal?
This is our sweet deal of the week. It went on, and there are still some available. So it is. Basically, $25 gets you $50 to spend at Jet's Pizza. Now, this is only at the 7331 Kingston Pike location right across from the Chili's in Bearden, correct?
Yes, that is us. Phone number is 865-566-0750. And, of course, visit us at jetspizza.com. You can order online anytime.
And go to the website, 991thesportsanimal.com.
And that's where you can order the sweet deal. And
yes, sir.
It's you get two gift certificates valued at $25 each. That's a lot of great pizza for a pretty good price. Thomas, thank you again so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Anything that we missed? What's new at Jets lately?
The newest thing is a chicken bacon ranch deep dish. I brought one of those the office.
Nice.
And I just want to let everybody know we can cater your office party, your football party, whatever sport it is party.
You got a UT hat on, and I'm glad to see that you're a UT guy.
Yeah.
You listen to the Eric Ainge Show?
I do.
You're the man. There you go.
Bob for life.
That a kid.
But we feed them all. We feed all the SEC fans.
There you go. That's right. You shouldn't discriminate.
From Michigan here to Knoxville, Jets Pizza, they've got it all. Thomas, thank you again so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Again, we're here on the Eric Ainge Show. Appreciate Thomas from Jets Pizza stopping by. That's our sweet deal of the week, which you can find at 991thesportsanimal.com. Click on the sweet deals tab towards the top right corner of the page, and it'll take you. The first thing you'll see is that Jets Pizza coupon. $25 gets you $50 to spend at Jets Pizza, the Bearden location, 7331 Kingston Pike, right across from the Chili's. The Eric Ainge Show continues next on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
They say those who can do, and those who can't talk about it. Back to our guy who did it, and a guy that, well, talks about it. This is The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Can I steal that, Joel, right there? Thanks, Joel. Hey, welcome back to the Eric Ainge Show. I needed that napkin. I'm covered in Jets wing sauce.
The Eric Ainge Show, where larceny is promoted and asked for.
Welcome into the EA show. It's been fun so far. Going to keep it rolling here this Friday morning into the early afternoon. So Tyler Ivins and Will West from the starting lineup were and are, I guess, today for the rest of the day. Knox County, co-mayors of Knox County.
Yes.
Mayor Glenn Jacobs did that. He needed some help raising some money for kids so they can continue to read good and read better. And that's my Derek Zoolander reference right there. But in all seriousness, I have two children that reading is a daily struggle, and you try to find ways to get them to like it and enjoy it. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But reading is so, so crucial for the development of all of our young children that anything to raise money to get kids books and to start to love to read, all that kind of stuff is great. Tyler and Will did it. They're the mayors. They talked about their executive orders. Joel, you and I are going to spin off on that, and we're going to play Mayor of All Sports.
Mayor of All Sports. So what is something that if you could tinker with in sport, doesn't have to be just a rule change.
No, you can take that wherever you want.
Yeah. What would you change in sports if you could do pretty much whatever you wanted? Got our first suggestion already. Ben says, sports mayor for a day, fire and replace both Rob Manfred and Gary Bettman. Rob Manfred and Gary Bettman, of course, the commissioners for Major League Baseball and the NHL, respectively. So replacing some commissioners, just writing up some pink slips and getting some new people in there. I had somebody else suggest that the whoever wins the XFL would play the worst team in the NFL, and if the XFL team wins, they replace the NFL franchise. So relegation, making it like soccer, where you have the pyramid scheme where you have to climb into the upper tiers of football. So a couple suggestions already. What would you do?
Currently, I'm tweeting to get people to. Why don't you tweet and then I'll retweet it? How about that?
What am I tweeting?
What would you change
you do for sports mayor of the
yeah,
day?
Yeah, and we'll get some responses on that so we can read those as we do the show here today. But I think my first one, so I'm trying to be like real specific and break it down. Before I go to like the sport as a whole, I'm going to say UT sports. What's something I would change with UT sports? Now, this may be a very unpopular opinion, okay? So I'm aware of that, but I think our basketball arena is too big. If you look at where we're going to play this weekend, Auburn, it's very small. I know if you have the Foo Fighters coming into town, it's better to have Thompson Bowling Arena. But the Lady Vols, it's never full when they play anymore, correct? I mean,
even
when they play UConn, there's still seats available.
Well, the UConn game was sold out, but that was in Connecticut.
I don't think that's next year that they play here, correct?
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that game will be like sold out every butt in the seat. And maybe it will. Maybe it will. But you're talking a couple games all year that it gets like that. I would make the basketball arena smaller. The smaller it is, with as crazy as our fans are and as much as we love it, I think it lends for more of a home court advantage. That's just one of them. That's one thing I would change. I'm not talking like make it like the size of Auburn's, but if you could go from 21,000 or whatever it is, 20 to 22,000 people, if you could go to like 15 to 17,000, I think that would make a big difference. It would feel more on top of you. There's nothing worse. I used to love it, but there's nothing that is as intimidating as when you walk into a football stadium and it's built straight up, kind of like Neyland Stadium, how it's like really tall. Like if you go to the Rose Bowl is not intimidating at all. And it's not intimidating when it's full at all because it's so low and wide. It just doesn't have the same vibe as like if you walk into, if you're going to Death Valley at LSU. You know, if you're going to a lot of the stadiums, honestly, in the SEC, I would change Thompson Bowling Arena. I would make it smaller, make it feel more on top of you. Get some seats on the ends, even closer to the bench.
Okay, is there anything that you would like to just change in sports overall?
I mean, do you have any?
So this is something that I threw out to Eric Kane a couple weeks ago, that just to something to get really, really wacky. And again, there would be some serious logistical issues with this, but I don't know if it could be done in any other sports league except the NFL, because in the NBA and the NHL, conferences are attempted to be done by geographic location, with Major League Baseball having the National League, the American League. You've got different rules with the designated hitter. So while you have West divisions in both, I don't think it would work. In the NFL, I would reconfigure the divisions every couple of years and totally change some stuff up. Just to make
Tell me why.
Just to make it wacky. Literally for the sake of changing up the schedule and the teams that you'd play every year, I would try to keep rivalry games intact. But and again,
well, the difference in rivalry games in the NFL is most of them are division related.
Right.
So if you get rid of that, are you preventing future development of rivalries? Maybe. But at this point in time, you've already lost a lot of the team versus team stuff because it's players that people are rooting for.
Yeah. And again, this would just be for fun. We're talking like fantasy style football here where you're just changing up division alignment. So instead of it, you know, it's like maybe
Patriots get to play against the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins every year.
That's also make things harder for a team like, yeah. So like say in the first year, the AFC North instead is now New England, Indianapolis, Cleveland, and Green Bay. You got Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady in the same division. You're kind of putting Indianapolis and New England back in the same division together. Maybe the AFC South becomes Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, and Atlanta. You put all three of the Florida teams in there, have a little bit of a state championship going on.
I can get on board with that a little bit. I wouldn't prefer it because it's hard enough for me to remember who's in all what division as it is. So that would be hard.
You could get certain superstars. Imagine if they were doing this 10 years ago. Could potentially have Peyton Manning and Tom Brady facing off in the Super Bowl instead of trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
You could now have Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes facing off. Just that's something again. That's more of the fantasy world side of it. That is, I am well aware that that will never happen.
That'll never happen.
656-9900. We go to the phones and talk to Jeff. Jeff, good morning. You had a comment about the Thompson Bowling Arena change that Eric suggested earlier in the segment.
Yeah, when he said Thompson Bowling, I immediately thought we could take the first five or eight rows behind the benches and along the sidelines and make them student seating so it doesn't look like everybody's, you know, on a quaalude sitting behind the, you know, in the periphery of the vision. It makes it just look like it's just a bunch of old people at the game and the students are all crammed up in a little corner. It looks boring, but it's not. But it gives that illusion on TV and, you know, you watch Duke, man, they look like they're having a great time over there. And it's really, if you've been over there, it's really just the first 10 rows or so.
I mean, for TV purposes, from viewership, I totally agree with you, Jeff. It's on TV, it does not even get close to representing what the crowd actually looks like and the vibe of the actual arena. In its entirety, I agree. That's all. Like, but when you watch Auburn play, they're right behind the bench and they're in the student section. They're jumping up and down and they're going nuts. Same with Duke. When the camera's on Coach K, the Cameron crazies are right there, behind him.
It's not that hard to do, and it's the right thing. It's what it's about. It's college students, you know.
I mean, you could keep the floor seats on the other side and the first few rows on the other side, but I do think behind the bench anyway, that would be a good change if you did that just behind both benches, because then you get your young, potentially sauced up 21, 22-year-old kids right behind the other team's bench. And I'm like, that matters. A good trash talker.
Ultimately, that's what it's about, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the taco, the TBA taco that
lead in the Rocky Top Rowdies? Is that what they?
Yep, the Rocky Top. But imagine if Colin in his taco suit is right there behind Cal. Every time Cal says something, he yells, "Cal, you suck. Cal, you suck." Like, if you just, can you imagine how annoying someone like the taco Colin could be? I mean, it would be incredible. I would have been great at that.
Oh, yeah, and ultimately it helped recruiting, too, I think, to see craziness like that.
Well, and Jeff, how old are you, Jeff?
I'm old. I'm 58.
Do you ever go? You don't sound 58. Do you ever go to? Do you ever go to Tennessee basketball games?
Oh gosh, yeah, season tickets.
Okay, so you'll probably agree with me. The vibe, really, on any conference basketball game, but especially a good conference basketball game, Thompson Bowling is on fire. I mean, it's everyone's excited. Jarnigan's got everybody, you know, Tennessee and everyone, three, and we're doing the little stuff. We're singing Rocky Top. It's awesome. So, but on TV, it doesn't look like that.
Exactly.
It's a great point, man.
Anyway, not that hard of a change. I think we could really do it. Let's work on that.
I like it.
Jeff, we appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. 656-9900. What would you do if you were the sports mayor for a day? What would you change in the world of sports? Eric would change the seating at Thompson Bowling Arena. I would reconfigure the entire NFL and send the scheduling logistics into a frenzy. What would you do? 656-9900 as we continue here on the Eric Ainge Show on FM 99.1, the sports animal.
To take the latest on Tennessee sports coverage with you anywhere you go, download the Sports Radio WNML app. Powered by Big Kahuna Wings, the wings that changed it all.
Welcome back into the Eric Ainge Show on the Sports Animal. Josh Ward joins us here on our Food Friday here on the EA Show. Don't forget, we're still got a pair of tickets to give away here in just a little bit, so we'll be doing that here shortly. But Josh Ward from Sports 180 joins us. Josh, Tyler and Will, mayors, co-mayors of the day, for helping raise money for Knox County.
I thought about calling in sick today, just staying in the shelter, and then I'll come out when
Will and Tyler are not co-mayors.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I thought about not exposing myself to Knox County for the day.
Let's be honest. They may have Mayor Glenn Jacobs, but I know more. I have more cop friends.
Yeah.
So
there's only so far they're going to be able to go.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
That being said, we've been playing the what would you change in sports? What would you change? I said Thompson Bowling Arena. If you were the mayor of sports, I said I would make Thompson Bowling Arena smaller. I think it's a little too big. I think they're going to play Auburn this weekend, and it's such a home court advantage because it's right on top of you, and there's a difference in stadiums and arenas that are built up versus built out. Built out is not intimidating at all. The Rose Bowl is not intimidating. But I would make that smaller. Do you have anything that you would do if you were mayor of sports for the day and you could make a change, Josh Ward? What would yours be?
Yeah, a number of things come to mind. So I actually told you in the break a moment ago, I would make people watch the NBA, and that's not really fair. I'm an NBA fan, and I recognize a lot of people are not. I would alter what I would say to that in that I would try to come up with some. I would make it a misdemeanor for sports shaming. How about that? I think people too often shame others for liking sports that they don't like. It's like, well, just let them like it. Like, I like the NBA more than a lot of people probably do. So what? Joel's more of a hockey guy than I am. So what? He can enjoy hockey and I can enjoy basketball.
Can
the next
we all
person
not
can enjoy
get
football,
along?
Baseball. Exactly. So I would put in some kind of fine or something
remind,
like that.
Remind me,
for
Josh.
Sports shaming.
Remind me we don't like Josh anymore because he likes the NBA. That's how
that'll
it
be it for me.
Hey, that's how it works now, right? Like,
yeah.
If you can't disagree with someone's opinion,
yeah,
you can't just disagree. You have to like then shame them for having the opinion.
Yeah, sports shaming. Why? When did this start happening? Where you make fun of somebody else?
Political shaming is the worst.
Sure,
that's out of control in this country.
Out of control. Yeah.
However, I do
and pretty
the
much
NBA.
Everything's out of control. To be clear, everything.
I do like the NBA.
Yeah, and hey, I get it that I'm probably over the top in how much I enjoy it, and that I can sit down in late November and watch the Pelicans without Zion take on.
Oh, see, I would never have done that.
You see what I'm saying?
I would never have done that.
So, but
I'm not that much of a connoisseur.
But I don't push that on people either. So if you're not watching that, I get it. Just like,
but if you're not watching Zion, well, okay, that's like this. I'll give you one another one that I would change before you give me your other one. I would change. This Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury fight, I would love to watch round two. They've already been rumored, unless it goes crazy lopsided or something. You never know, but this could be the second of three. Like they may fight again in a year or two.
Yeah,
and you know best of three. I want to watch the boxing match, but I'm not going to pay $80 to watch said boxing match. I could go to a local establishment.
Right.
I have three kids.
Yeah.
You have two.
I thought about that this
there's
morning.
There's no sports bar for us.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess we could both bring the kids. We could put them in the dad backpack, you know, the little the Bajoran backpack thing.
Yeah. Max is realistically going to wake up for feeding at about that time, so I can just take the bottle with me on out to see it. But yeah, no, you and I are in we're in identical spots to make it essentially impossible to watch without forking
unless
over a ton
you're just going to fork over the $80. Yeah. And I'm not going to do that.
It's not going to work out that way.
A fight like that. Now, I understand they can't have all the pomp and circumstance that they have around it with if you make it free, but make it $10. Make it $20. I would pay $20. I'll probably spend $20 today on Pokemon cards and junk. You know what I mean? Like, I would spend $20, though. I'm not going to spend $80, though.
Did you ever play Pogs? Remember Pogs?
I remember them. I didn't play them, though, but yeah. I remember them.
Yeah. I had a very short Pog run. Yeah.
A little Pog run?
That's pre-Pokemon, I think, for somewhere. I don't remember the timeline exactly. I had a little bit of a Pog run.
Yeah. Andy Sellers still plays Magic the Gathering.
I would handle, you know, more disciplinary issues within pro sports. Like, if we're going to punish players and ban them for using PEDs and not actually punish them for using technology to steal signs, maybe switching up how we punish players would probably need to change.
We're lacking consistency in that regard.
Yes. The off-the-wall one I threw out was in the NFL, since geographic location doesn't necessarily apply to both conferences like it does in the NBA and the NHL, I would reconfigure the divisions every few years just for insanity purposes.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scheduling, I think, is something that could be looked at pretty much with every sport other than football. And even football, they are talking about changes, and maybe they're going to run into a mess here. But the start of college basketball in the NBA could be altered. Major League Baseball reducing games. That's being discussed with the NBA. So I think all sports could take a big picture look and say, hey, we might need to reevaluate how things are running.
Change the first round from a best of 7-game series to a best of 5-game series.
I would go back to that, yes.
So, yeah, that couldn't hurt the NBA in the first round.
So you asked for one thing, and I've just thrown out like 8.
That's okay. Josh, we appreciate it. We'll have you for Sports 180 with the crossover coming up in a little more than an hour.
He may want to hear this one.
And then Sports 180 coming up.
Thoughts from last night, if you guys want to hear that.
At 12 o'clock. Let's go to the phones at 656-9900 and talk to Jacob. Jacob, good morning. You've got a comment on what you would do to change the NBA.
Yeah, I have a few things. Number one, I would make players stay in college for at least 2 years. And number two, I would take the NBA rules back to the 1980s. I would eliminate a player being able to take 6 steps in the lane. I'd make players play defense. And I would do away with the players these days being able to be the de facto general manager and put more power in the coaches in the NBA and the general managers and less on the players. And it would be awesome. More people would watch. And it would be great if we could go back to the NBA the way it was in the 1980s. What do you guys think?
I would even say the 90s. I mean, the 80s or 90s. Either one. That's when men were men playing hoops. I would change the I don't like the kids having to go to college for 2 years. I'd rather them just be able just if you're good enough to go out of high school, go, and then after that, whenever you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah. Like I'm with Jacob in that I would like to see that. If Zion were still in college basketball, that would be a lot of fun. I also don't think Zion has any business being a college basketball player right now.
No.
He's out there putting up 25 without too much trouble in the NBA.
Would you change it to the baseball rule where you can go out of high school, but if you go to college, you're committing for a certain amount of time?
Maybe
3 years
fan.
Is too long, but like in baseball, it's 3 years unless you're going to a junior college, but maybe you either go to the NBA or you go to college for 2 years. So kind of open up the door for both ends. Would you rather see that, or would you rather just see the kids be able to go straight out of high school rule implemented?
I would say they can just go straight out of high school.
It's what's best for them. I understand it's frustrating for fans if someone only goes, like if they're here for a year. Like imagine if Tobias Harris was a Vol for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my gosh, he'd be the most beloved. Yeah, it'd have been incredible, but he had no business being here.
Yeah.
So that's why I like the rule, the way it's going to be this year moving forward again. If you're good enough to go out of high school, go. If you're not, go to college. Whenever Josiah Jordan James is ready, he can enter.
Yeah, Jaden Springer.
Jaden Springer. Whenever they're ready, they can enter. And the cool thing about the NBA only having 2 rounds, these kids actually get like perfect draft information. Versus football, where they're like, you know, you could be a second to fourth rounder, and then really that means late first to fifth. And you're going, well, where am I actually getting picked? You know, in basketball, there's only, what, 64 picks? Is there 30 teams or 32 teams in the NBA?
30.
Yeah, 30.
30.
Yeah.
So you got 60 picks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you actually get good information. So whenever they're ready, whatever year that is in their life, they're going to know when and where they're getting drafted. That to me is fine. I would change the elbow rule. I hate the elbow rule. If your elbow hits their face, I would play defense now with my face. Everyone on my team is wearing a mask, and we're just putting our face around there. We're hunting elbows. Because if the elbow touches the head, no matter what, they're calling it a flagrant, what, two is it, for or one?
Well, they're reviewing it for a flagrant one. It's not necessarily
like
getting called.
Every time, but I've seen so many of them hold up where they're like, yeah, the elbow, you know, the ball, the guy's literally all up on his chest, and he's just trying to move the ball around his face and up here, and it'll be in a triple threat position, which is what you do. You rip the ball through, and in doing that, their face hits their elbow, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's illegal. Are you kidding me?
Were you an elbow swinger? Be honest.
Yes.
I wasn't an elbow swinger, but okay. I was often guarded by a shorter, more athletic person, so they were right elbow length. Elbow height. When they're down and they're right in front of me and they're like all up on me. So that used to happen when you rip it through. But that's what you're taught to do, is violently rip the ball through so they back up or they foul you. Yeah. That's where the move comes from, where the guys go from that triple threat position and then they just bring the ball up and shoot it, and it's like an and one. Paul Pierce used to do it a ton.
Did you see Ramey Martin of Arizona State last night? Mm-mm. He got popped in the face twice in the same play.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah, Jeff Goodman tweeted that video out. It was sad for Ramey Martin, good basketball player, but kind of humorous sequence there.
Yeah, I'm sure for him, not quite as
humorous.
He probably didn't laugh at the same level that Joel Silverberg did.
No, and one last note from Bad Take Andy. If I was sports mayor for the day, I would ban Rob Manfred from baseball, abolish the DH, and replace the court in Thompson Bowling Arena to be smoky gray with white lines and orange logos and an orange key. Will Rabb responds, we'd impeach you 5 seconds after your term began. That probably had nothing to do with the context of Andy's original tweet.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea if you're in charge.
To impeach Bad Take Andy?
No, I would actually hire Bad Take Andy and have him give me all of his thoughts that he has, and then I would go with the opposite of all of those.
And you'd be the most successful whatever administrator you were serving in that
role.
Yeah,
forget my ideas. Just go with the opposite, the 180. Of Bad Take Andy.
Sports 180 coming up at 12 o'clock. Josh, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
656-9900. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls as well. Wrap up hour number two of today's edition of the Eric Ains Show on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Cheers. 99.1, The Sports Animals, giving away tickets to the Men's Basketball Championship Tournament in Nashville. There are two ways to qualify. The low-energy way, listen for your cue to call in, and the Let's Go Outside way. Learn the locations of designated live broadcasts and register to win the grand prize, 2 tickets to each day's games, and $500 to cover travel costs. It's the ultimate basketball fan's dream. This chance for you to see the Balls play in Nashville is from Coors Light. It's the climb to the championship, only on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Ains Show on The Sports Animal. It's a Food Friday here on the EA Show, and as always, we're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group. Get the home court advantage with the state's number one home lending company, that is Mortgage Investors Group. Playing mayor for the day here on fake sports is what we're playing. We've given ours. I got a few more of them that I'll go through. 656-9900 if you want to join us.
And Cameron has done just that. Cameron, good morning. You're on the Eric Ains Show.
Hey, guys. What's going?
What's up, Cameron?
Well, I'm honestly surprised you all haven't brought this up or someone else has called in. But, I changed NCAA men's basketball to 4 quarters. Makes no sense why it's, you know, 2 halves, but and I'll kind of get your opinion on this. I know it's a big thing that's going on right now just because of the All-Star game, but I'd like to see the Elamendon incorporated some way, at least force them to give it a trial session in like NCAA tournament or in, you know, the finals or something. Like, I'd like to see it incorporated just to see how fans and everyone, because I mean, they got such a good reception at the All-Star game, and it's going to see what y'all thought about that. But definitely NCAA men's 4 quarters, 100%.
Yeah, Cameron, Nick Elam, the professor from Ball State University who developed the Elam ending, actually joined Sports 180 yesterday. So you can catch that interview on our website, 991thesportsanimal.com, to get his thoughts on it. And they were talking about that, too. A, that basketball, men's college basketball, should switch to four quarters. But I think it's a good idea for the NIT to adopt it, because that's a tournament that's looking for interest. It's full of a bunch of teams that don't want to be there because they believe they should be in the NCAA tournament. I don't see any reason why the NIT tournament wouldn't adopt the Elam ending.
Yeah. And I guess that's my thing. Another thing that I would change, I would, whoever adopts it, give him credit. Because I know he was talking about that yesterday, and it's a big deal. Like, that would be another thing. Give him full credit for the ending.
No, just call it, continue
that's
to call
why
it what it is.
It's called the Elam ending. Yeah,
yeah. It's the Elam ending. I love it. I mean, that's every kid that's playing hoops or any sport. It's, you know, you play 21, right?
Yep.
You play horse. You play to an ending, to a score. It's never time-based when you're a kid growing up on the playground or in your front yard or anything else. It's always to a score-based. Gosh, I remember playing 21 with, did you ever play that?
Yeah, we also like played the rule where if you go over, then you have to go back to 15.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody suggested changing the name of the game to Mamba, except you play to 24, and if you go over, you go back to 8, which that seems like a little bit much.
If you're out there hooping all day, though, it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, we should play for hours at a time.
But I appreciated the tribute to Kobe Bryant.
No, that's awesome. Cameron, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, good call, Cameron. Hope you have a great weekend. This from Cliff. Sports Mayor, NFL institutes buyout agreements that allow local buyout at reasonable price if a team decides to move. The Grizzlies did it in the NBA. It makes fans feel long-term love and commitment. LSU Matt says eliminate all IR in all sports and keep human error. So instant replay and just keep the human error. Make Major League Baseball 142 games. Fire Rob Manfred and would make all championship games start at 6 p.m. Eastern for all sports and pros.
I literally would co-sign on every single one of those. Those are really good.
You could push it back to 7 o'clock Eastern time. Give the West Coast a shot to get home in time.
But the West Coast, they don't even watch it. You know, I mean,
they don't, but 7 o'clock's not too late either.
No, 7 o'clock.
We don't.
7 o'clock's okay. The Caps games are always on at 7 o'clock, 6:30 to 7:30. That's when the most of the men's basketball games have been this year, and it's conducive for me to actually watch it. It's when it gets past 8:30 start time, man. If my daughter's asleep, I can't enjoy the game because I'm just sitting there going, well, that's 3 hours that she was asleep that I'm not getting back. You got to go. You got to sleep when they sleep when you have kids. You'll know those someday.
656-9900. Got time for one more call before we get out for this hour. We go to Justin. Justin, good morning. You're on the Eric Ainge Show.
Well, you literally just took mine. I was calling in to say all championship games should be mandated that they start no later than 6 o'clock, because these 9 o'clock World Series games and NBA championship games, us working folks with kids, we can't stay up and watch championship games that late.
Thank you, Justin. And it's my job. It's my job to watch them, so it gets rough. It gets real rough.
I still think six might be too early.
I'm 37 years old, and it's not my job, but it's basically all I have left to live for.
Championship games. Yeah, I love the honesty.
Since that one was taken, I'll throw in my B one. Alabama can only hire one former head coach, and if they hire more than that, they have to at least pay them $1 million a year, because all these $30,000 interns, it's getting out of hand. So have a great day, guys.
All right, Justin, appreciate it.
That was a strong call right there.
I know some current interns that would love to make $30,000 a year. 656-9900. This has been fun. We appreciate everybody participating in this one. Hour number three coming up next. We'll have our weekend preview as well, and we'll give away another pair of Foo Fighter tickets, so be listening for that. But before that, we do have to get a qualifier for the Coors Light Climb to the championship, because we're also giving tickets away for the SEC men's basketball tournament coming up in March. That winner is going to be chosen randomly on Friday, March 6th. But right now, to be a qualifier for that drawing, caller number 5 to 656-WINS, that's 656-9467, is going to be a qualifier to win the Coors Light Climb to the championship. Ben Hardy is standing by with Eric Ainge. I'm Joel Silberberg on the Eric Ainge Show on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.